Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu, of course, like always. So let me do my tuning in chant. Om Namo. Gurudev Namo. I bow, Namo, Namo, to that wisdom, the divine, ancient, amazing wisdom that's within me. It's within all of us. It's all around us. I mean, if you ever have any doubts, just look at a tree or look at a flower or look at a bird or something. Or, look at yourself. Fabulous, beautiful being that you are. Yes, we are all amazing, amazing beings. And that's the main message for today, they're telling me. They're saying, embrace your amazing self. Love your amazing self. Recognize who you are and your amazingness. Wow, that's a nice way to start out. Thank you, guys. Woo, that's fabulous. And it's a nice message to get because I had a funny experience yesterday. I was on Facebook and had responded to a friend who'd started up writing her blog. And she's this really lovely woman who we had connected with. We never met in person, but we connected through the internet. And she was doing, this has been quite a few years now, she was had created these amazing oils with different scents, and she did it intuitively, and she put all this lovely energy into them, and then she'd pick out specific music and whatever. And at one point, I got very clear that she and I were going to do a joint effort and do a self-love oil. And I wrote to her, or maybe I called her, and she loved the idea. And so I came up with, it was called Beloved, which is such a perfect, you know, beloved, beloved, I am my beloved kind of thing. But anyway, just for whatever reasons, that really never got off the ground, and she ended up moving to Texas from Southern California, and she had written a blog post yesterday that she hadn't written in a long time, so it was really kind of nice to see her back. But what had happened was somebody had made a comment later who was one of my connections on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what she's up to. And I noticed that she had unfriended me. And it was kind of like, oh, I wonder what that was about. And so I actually tried to write to her privately, but she somehow, it's blocked enough that I can't even do that. I can't make comments on her page or anything. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm supposed to let her go. And so I think just hearing then from the guides and angels this morning about how we need to embrace our amazingness. And the thing is, you know, I just got real clear. Oh, well, you know, we were done and it's all good. And, you know, maybe it was giving me some kind of protection to not be connected. And you know, the fact of the matter, it doesn't matter on many levels. And I realized that although I was really, part of me was kind of trying to figure it out, a lot of it was just let it go, you know, let it go. I don't need to. It's all good. It's all good. And really, they tell me it's not about me anyway. So that was awesome. Felt good. And I wrote a little post about it, you know, and got some really sweet support and love from the many connections I do have that feel much more authentic. So that was actually really positive. I pulled another Voyager Tarot this morning. It was kind of fun to do that sometimes. And I got Balance, which I loved. I thought that was just perfect, you know. And basically, of course, we know what that means. It's like, okay, where's the balance? You know, last week it was being the Hermit. And I really have been embracing that. And that's been lovely. And so now, you know, I'm starting to come out a little bit. And you know, I get that this stuff is for me, but that it's also for others, you know. I think it often reflects, I often get information that's for the world also. You know, it's so easy to get unbalanced in our world and get pulled off and get pulled off track, get pulled off our center, whatever. And it's important to recognize for yourself what you need, what we need for our balance. You know, I know I was talking to a dear friend yesterday, and we were talking about how we both need a lot of quiet time and just kind of that introspective time. You know, for me, sometimes maybe it's meditating, but often it's just reading my book you know, just sitting and enjoying my space and just having some silence, you know, or going for a walk or whatever. So anyway, we all need to find our balance, and it can just be darn challenging, you know, especially, I mean, I remember 30 years ago, I was in the throes of raising my kids, and man, I just felt, often I felt very off. Like I never felt like I got enough time to read, or I never got enough time to just be quiet or whatever. But, you know, that's raising kids. That's just how it works. And, you know, it just, so everybody's in different places in their life and needing, you know, trying to figure out what it is that can help you feel balanced. So anyway, I got a very fun, an old chant came back to me yesterday that I had been I started doing it several months ago, or maybe a year ago, or I don't know, whatever, in the last few years. And I hadn't done it for a while, and all of a sudden it popped back into my head yesterday, and I got real clear. I mean, one of the things I see that it says, give it up to God, which I love that. Give it to the divine, and that's what this is about. But I also got a real clear message that this is about us moving out of the 3D as we're shifting, and so many of us are shifting into, I mean, we're living physically in the 3D world, yes, but it's like energetically, and they're saying psychically, and kind of how we take things in is different. It's not 3D. How we let things affect us or tweak us, it's not 3D anymore. And so a good perfect example was that woman yesterday. I found out she had unfriended me. And I think even, you know, a few months ago or a year ago or whatever, I would have been really crushed by that. And yesterday it was kind of like, oh, I was kind of trying to figure out. I thought, oh, I'll write to her, see, you know, was there something I'd done or said or to be offensive? And I couldn't even do any of that. So it was kind of like, okay, let it go. And so that's what this shifting is, moving away from this 3D world, living in the old ways. We're shifting the paradigms. We're shifting how we do things. We're shifting how we live. We're shifting what we take in. We're shifting how we're affected by it. So I'm going to do this chant. And that's what part of this is, because a lot of it, you know, if you can relate to it, is you give it to the divine, you know. It's like, I don't need this burden. Give it to the divine. So anyway, well, let me do this, and then we'll see if there's more to talk about there. Tapia Najai Kita Nahoe Ape Ap Narin Jinasoe Jinasevia Tinapaye Man Nanaka Gavia Guni Nidhan Gavia Sunia Manarakie Bhau Dukapara Harasuka Garele Jai Guru Mukanadang Guru Mukavedang Guru Makarahia Samai Guru Isur Guru Gura Kambarama Guru Parabati Mai Jeho Jana Aka Nahik Katana Jai Gura Ikade Bujai Sabana Jiaka Ikadata Some Visura Najai. It's just, it's really comforting to me. I love knowing that there's chants and prayers and stuff out there that I can tap into, that there's something about sound current, sound healing, that this helps us shift our energies, helped us shift. It's like the whole, I'm seeing this kind of this just funny little shifting energy. I don't even know how to describe it, where it just is helping us shift into this new mode, shift into a new way, shifting into another dimension, you know, of how we function. And so anyway, I love it that I have those pieces at my disposal. Or disposal isn't the right word. That's just like an old way of saying something. So I have those pieces at my command, you could say. So anyway, one of the really fun things that's happened since last week is I decided I'm taking these two different online writing classes. One is kind of giving maybe a few more pragmatic pieces about how to write dialogue and that kind of thing, although it's actually very lovely because it was the woman talked, the first lesson was kind of about getting in touch with your soul, you know, and that kind of thing. And then one of the things she said, an exercise was asking what if. And at first I kind of just didn't get it. But then as she, I all of a sudden it really clicked for me big time. You write down what if, and then little storylines can come through. And so I started having just this like huge bunch of ideas around writing little stories. And somehow I was getting that they were going to be maybe kid stories or young adult stories or something like that. That would be very, and I don't know if this is going to go anywhere, but I felt that it would be very cathartic for me and healing for me and for women. I was getting this very strong message about girls and women. So we'll see what happens there. And then the other class is about kind of getting in touch, having your guides, these different guides help you in writing. And so I'm just like really kind of pumped up about it and doing journaling. Now I've gotten back to journaling. I've kind of gone in phases in my life, doing journaling every day and seeing what comes. I had started writing a book. I mean, I've only written about 3 pages, but I've had this idea in my head that it's going to be called My Life as a Sadhu. And I know that I love reading about people's spiritual journeys. So I thought, I've had this kind of crazy, interesting life. You know, I had took my first yoga class when I was 15 and had an arranged marriage when I was 17, almost 18. And, you know, blah, 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 a whole bunch of stuff I've done, being a Sikh and wearing a turban to high school and, you know, just a whole mess of stuff along with my healing journey. So I thought, well, you know, as I've told people some of the pieces of my story, they found them to be interesting, especially when I tell people I had an arranged marriage. They always are like, really? They always want to hear more about that. So anyway, because it's such a foreign concept to the United States. So anyway, it's nice that it's lightening up outside. I'm sitting here. I talked last week about moving the furniture around, and so now I'm really enjoying watching the willow tree is blowing in the wind right now, and it's really starting to leaf out, and it's just beautiful. It's very soothing, and I'm so glad I moved the couch so I can see it. And my husband and I are going to go off on a little bicycling adventure after the show and go to a little coffee house. We've been talking about doing this for a while, and he's been very sweet and patiently waiting for a little bit nicer weather for me, because I'm more of a fair weather cyclist. And anyway, I just hope you're all having a really fabulous super day. And remember, finding your balance in your life and allowing kind of whatever it is, you know, we're throwing out the old ideas, the old guidelines, the old paradigms, you know, the old 3D way of doing things, and just really letting whatever it is. And we have really no guideline for how to live now. So we're having to do it really kind of by the seat of our pants and minute by minute, second by second. hour by hour. So whatever comes to you, that's good. That's good. Letting yourself just really flow with it. That's fabulous. And finding your balance in the whole thing. So anyway, I hope you all have a fabulous, blessed, wonderful day. I love you all. Till next week. Mwah!